Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're so happy to have you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. We're always happy to be with you and you and always able to form and ask God to help each and every one as we go through this journey. Lord, we thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus, for looking upon us each and every day. Every day is a new day. Amen. Lord, you know what tomorrow's going to bring, but we don't know. But you've given us what to say and what to do. We ask you to bless those that are listening, bless those that desire to come and can't come and can't go. And, oh God, asking you to help us each and every moment of the day. In Jesus Christ we pray, amen. Thank God for you, and this is Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Bishop Poole. We're here and here, and we ask that you will call a friend, tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air, and our desire is always that we welcome to you to from the grassroots level all listeners to call in and share a biblical experience that we can all go by. The subject is prophesying part two. Prophesying part two. Amen. In the scripture it is taken from. Amen. We're going to the inspirational. Amen. Scriptures is two different subjects to this, and two different scriptures. Amen. We're gonna work from. Amen. Michael. We're working from Michael. 4:1. Then we also. Jude 1:14, as well as Acts 11:28, Acts 21:11. Amen. And we can see that the inspirational scriptures of the Lord spoken by me, this is David, and his word was put in my mouth, my tongue. Amen. So we have here, amen, the abbreviation of the inspiration, amen, that God given us. And we're looking from the book of Acts, Acts chapter 2, and Joel chapter 2. It's very familiar for those of you that ask, know anything about the Bible and know that the prophecy concerning the Bible. Amen. You'll find yourself, amen, always running through these areas. Always running through these areas. Amen. In Acts chapter 2, and we're going to start from there, and we're going to work ourselves back. Amen, to these different scriptures. And the Bible said in the book of Luke, amen, he said, all scriptures, amen, is given by, not the book of Luke, but the book of Proverbs. Book of Proverbs, beginning with Timothy, 2 Timothy, 2:36, 2 Timothy 2:36. All scriptures is given by the inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for teaching, for correction, for reproof, for instruction in righteousness, that the men of God may be thoroughly complete and equipped. Amen. In every good work. The Bible says, all scriptures, Paul was talking to Timothy, the young pastor, he said, all scriptures now is given by the inspiration of God, amen, that it can be complete, amen, and scriptures. And notice again in the book of St. Luke 24 and 44. And he said unto them, these are the words which I have spoken while I was with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which was written in the law of Moses, prophets, and Psalms concerning me. All things must be fulfilled. 45, and he opened their understanding that they may comprehend the scriptures. Comprehend the scriptures. Amen. The whole Bible is written, amen, concerning, amen, the things that Jesus had given us, the things that must be fulfilled. Amen. And that's what we're talking about tonight. Amen. Call a friend and tell a friend the Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. If you want to go to our website, go to www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org, as well as www.talkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. That's the website. You can go there. Amen. And call a friend and tell a friend. That's what we hear. And we're at Proverbs 27:17 says, iron sharpeneth iron. Iron sharpeneth iron. That a man will sharpen the countenance of his friend. He will give him understanding. Bible said, with two or three touch and agree. Amen. Whatever is bound in heaven is bound on the earth. Whatever is loosened in heaven is loosened in the earth. Amen. Proverbs 24:6 says, the multitude of counselors, there is safety. There is safety. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. We're looking at now that the concept. Amen. What Jesus is saying. What Jesus is saying must be come to pass. What Jesus is saying can always come to pass. Amen. What Jesus is saying, amen, that prophesying, amen, is speaking into the future. Prophesying is speaking into the future. Amen. Prophesying is speaking into the future. Joel 2:28. Amen. Is speaking into the future. Amen. You find Joel and Peter was quoting him in the New Testament, and it came to pass in the 17th verse of the New Testament when Peter rose up and Peter said the 17th verse, and it came to pass in the last day, those of God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Amen. Your young men and your will see vision. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my handmaid and on my maid servant, I will pour out my spirit in those last days, and they shall prophesy. Amen. And I thank God, amen, that God poured out his spirit, which is truth, is his true spirit. Amen. He doesn't tell any lies. He doesn't tell any, make any comments about what might be, and he changed his mind. God tells the true prophecy. He tells his true prophecy. Notice in the difference between the two here is that And notice in Job 2:28, and this is what Peter quoted in Job 2:28, in the Old Testament, in the Old Covenant. Amen. And he said that, amen, in the last days, you find many people want to do, and they want to bring forth what God's saying and how God is winning the land and how God is blessing the people. Amen. And he's saying that in Joel 2:28, amen, it shall come to pass afterward I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons, your daughters shall prophesy. Amen. Old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Now watch this now. And he said that your young men, and your daughters shall prophesy. Amen. They will foretell things. They will foretell things. Amen. That is concerning prophesying. Amen. Inspiration. Sometimes people think, amen, that when we speak in the future and we feel that there's a great calling, amen, around our life, and there's a great calling in other people's lives, and we say, okay, you're going to be a great preacher. This is going to happen to you 4 or 5 days ago. Amen. And to come, and you, they feel this, and well, that purpose there, that problem there, and that situation there, is because of the fact God has given them a word, given them a vision, amen, that he will see in the future. But the situation is, above all things, God has called his people. God has called his people, and that he has given them his spirit, and he has given them, amen, the things of God, and is of God, and is not a situation where he have called other people, and he has asked other people to speak for him. Now there are things, and there are words, they're out there, and that's why the book of Michael talk about different things. But watch this. In the book of Numbers, he prophesying, amen, is speaking into the future. Prophesying is speaking into the future. Isaiah 37, amen, Isaiah 37. And many of you have come to the fact, amen, that people have told you things. They have come to the fact that, amen, you have been given certain amount of money, certain amount of time and talent, and it came to pass. Amen. And it came to pass, 35:7, Isaiah 37, surely I will send my spirit upon him, and he shall hear the rumors and return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own hand. In his own land. Amen. What do we have in here? We have in Isaiah. Amen. The Lord is telling, amen, Hezekiah, and he was praying. Amen. Look at 38:17. Amen. What shall I say? Both spoken to me, and he himself has done it. I shall walk carefully all my years, and in the bitterness of my soul. Amen. The God had given us many things, amen, but he will not lie to us about our future. God will not lie to us about what's happening in the world. He will not lie to us about the things that are coming upon the world. Amen. God will not lie to us about the situations that are happening. Amen. And notice what 2 Samuel 23:2. The Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and his words were in my tongue. Amen. This is inspirational. God had given David, King David, the word of him. God has put inspiration into his mouth. God has put things into his life. Amen. That God want him to speak to the people concerning, amen, what's going to happen. And notice in Acts 17, Acts 11, amen, Acts 11, and we're going to be out of here in a minute. Watch this now. Watch this now. Acts 11 and 28. And that's why I'll be trying to be very careful. Amen. Then one of them named, and this is the relief, the apostles were sending relief to the brethren. Then one of them, Acts 27, Acts 11 and 27, Acts 11 and 27. And in the last days, prophets came from Jerusalem to Antioch. Then one of them named Agabus stood up and showed by the Spirit that there was a great phantom that was going to be a great phantom throughout all the world, which also happened in the days of Claudius of Caesar. Then the disciples, each one of them according to their ability, determined to send relief to the brethren dwelling in Jerusalem. This they also did and sent to the elders by the hand of Barnabas and Saul. Now here we have two situations here. We have two situations. God has, through his son, Jesus Christ, the church, warned his church about what's going on in the world. Warned his church about what the world is, that was happening in the world. Amen. And he's telling them that whenever things are going to happen, he let his Holy Spirit warn his people that they can pull together like little ants, pulling together like ants. Ants is a very wise animal, and they pull together, and they can send relief to those people. Amen. Each one in a different region, each one in a different area, and they can send help to those areas. Amen. Through the one God has blessed. God has blessed you, amen, wherever you might be. You don't know what's going on in the world. You don't know what's going on in the other side of the world. But the Holy Spirit was like a telegram. He still is today. He still is like a vision and a dream. I remember the time down here in South Florida, amen, that the Andrew, one of the great hurricanes, came through South Florida. Amen. And they were working and working and working. Amen. And he saw, the Holy Spirit saw that was going to happen. What's going to happen? All his people are going to have to go through things. But God put together, amen, his Spirit to send out to all of his people, amen, what's going to happen. And I had talked to many evangelists. I talked to many prophets, amen, and pastors. And they say, yes, amen. We saw, and I had a vision and a dream that the world was going through, South Florida was going through a great storm. And we couldn't run, we couldn't hide. Amen. We need to pull together. And when we did pull together, amen, and those that did have whatever they had, amen, we sent out water and food when that storm came through South Florida. Amen. It came up through Florida. Amen. It was just a devastation. Amen. Those that had was able to help. So there's a prophecy, amen. Many of you know there's a prophecy, amen, that God has, and he still works in among his people. You never know, but God knows. You never know what's going on in the land, but God knows. This virus, this situation happening, amen, God knows what's going to happen. He knows the people that's going to be saved. He knows the people that's going to be obedient. He knows the ones that, amen, that's going to be partaken, amen, protected. And he knows the one, amen, that's going to be helped. So it's for us as people and members of God, and as well as those of you that's listening to this broadcast, those of you that's listening, amen, around the world, wherever you might be, amen, whatever you might be, this broadcast, amen, that God is looking over you, but he's watching you, he's warning you, amen. And that's why we look at the prophecy number two, amen. We find ourselves in the midst of things, in the midst of situations, amen, that God will protect you, God will provide for you, and God will look over you. Amen. Amen. We're talking about now prophecy. Prophecy. Amen. We're going through now different prophecy. We're going through now different comments. Amen. That God watching. Amen. So we're going to open up the studio now and going into this comments, these different dreams and visions you might have. Amen. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/KCI Ministries, or you can call 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. 1-855-232-2252 or 347-215-8816. Amen. Press 1 on your phone. Amen. As we go, you may have a comment. You may have a vision or a dream that God has showed you about what's happening in this world. He will give it unto his people. He will give it unto his people. Amen. He will not hide anything from you. Amen. He will not shut down anything. Amen. To protect his people. Amen. He always look after his people. Amen. Those are one that's given his life. Amen. Giving their life to them because of the fact that in the long run, amen, you're the one that's going to be saved. Amen. The trouble and trials and tribulation will come. Will come, but God will save his people. Amen. The church, amen, is an ark. Amen. There's a lot of rain, a lot of storms. Amen. Noah was all in the ark, and God did what the Lord told him to do. Amen. And it was saved. It was saved. Yes, there was a lot of storm and lightning and people was trying to get into the ark, amen, but those that was in the ark, those that was in the ark of safety. Amen. Now the church is the ark of safety. Now the church is the ark of safety. Yes, and we'll find that today in time, there may be many, amen, have tried, and many have tried, amen, about their salvation, amen. Many have called, and amen, and they turn their back on God. Many have called and turned their back, amen, on salvation. But the Lord God himself, amen, he has stretched his hand of deliverance, amen, and given us his spirit, amen. And his spirit, amen, not only in the natural world, but we're also in the spiritual world. So that's why we're able to tune in, amen, on God through his son, Jesus Christ, spiritual world. That's why we're able to tune in on God in the spiritual world. Amen. So the church itself, amen, as the church itself goes on through the natural world, we also have a connection through Jesus Christ, amen, in the spiritual world, in the spiritual world. So God let us see from time to time, or give us some inspiration from time to time, the things that might be coming upon the world that's going to damage the world. Amen. It's going to destroy the world before time. We don't know when the time is coming. We don't know when the world is going to come to the end. Amen. But God knows. God knows. Amen. So for us, amen, to realize that, amen, when we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, amen, and he helps us and tune in, amen, to our soul, amen. The Bible says the day that you hear his voice, harden not your heart. The day that you hear his voice, harden not your heart. You never know when things come. You never know when situations arise. Amen. You never know, amen, as people become more attuned to the things of the world. They turn their back. As of Noah, the Bible says, so shall it be when the Son of Man come. Amen. There'll be violence everywhere. There'll be earthquakes everywhere. There'll be divers places everywhere. Amen. So we have a lot of things that are happening. We have a lot of things that are happening. Amen. You can see when one country, amen, they decided they're going to do some things, amen, and kidnap people. They decided that they're going to do some things, amen, because of the fact John 3:16 is still alive. It's still alive. Amen. The Bible said that when John 3:16 said, Bible said, if you do not believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So you won't perish. You won't perish. You won't have food over here. You won't have food over there. But just like the book of Acts, God warned his people. He warned his soldiers to go out and help one another. Go out and help one another. Amen. So here we go now. Amen. You can push one on your phone, and we're talking concerning, amen, the prophecy. We've been talking concerning prophets. Amen. And whatever subject you desire to pick up, amen, that'll be fine. That'll be fine, because that's how we work here in Doctrine of Truth. We always have two or three different callers. We have one or two people calling in. But we thank God for you. We thank God for you. Amen. Prophecy and prophesying. Amen. And then we have prophets. Amen. They're all foretelling something. They're all foretelling. Prophesying, amen, is speaking, amen, God's word. God's word. Amen. One, like, amen, like the prophet, amen, the prophet, amen. God put his word in their mouth. God put his word in their mouth. Amen. And he speaks out. Amen. He speaks out to them, those that are listening, to carry his word. Amen. Prophesying, prophesying, amen. And those people, those prophets, like Joel said that in the Old Testament, Joel, the Bible says that God pour out his spirit upon all flesh, men and women, amen, boys and girls, amen. And he want them to tell and give them inspiration to tell, amen, what God want the world to know, amen, what God want the world to know, amen. So you have a situation. You have a situation. That's why we label it so, amen, prophecy, prophesying part two. Amen, prophesying part two. Because you never know. You never know. Amen. But that should be a clear inspiration of people. Amen. When you hear someone say, well, you know, I heard this situation going on before, and I know, amen, if it's supposed to happen, amen, it's going to happen today. It's going to happen today. But you have to remember, you have to remember. You have to remember now, amen, if it's going to happen today, this moment, at this time, amen, it's going to happen. Amen. That's prophecy. That's prophecy. Amen. So when you get ready to go out, and somebody says, no, don't do, amen, God told me don't do this, don't do that. Amen. This is the time, amen, when God spoke to, amen, the donkey, and he told Balaam, and told him, Balak, say, I'm going to give you all this money. Amen. I want you to curse Israel. And what had happened, amen, he kept working at it, amen, and the angels and the donkey saw each other. The donkey saw the angels standing, amen, on this narrow path with a sword in his hand. Amen. And Balak, amen, Balaam, amen, he told him, amen, not to go up in there. Not to go in that direction. And he kept hitting him with the sword. Not the sword, but the stick. And the donkey spoke. Maybe you heard many preachers and many people talk about how the donkey spoke. Amen. Because of the fact that he saw now, he said, listen, Master, I saw what I see now. You don't see this, but I see it. That I'm going to be slain if I go up and then do this. Amen. Many people today, amen, they claim they have seen, amen, God standing in the way, things that happen, amen, but yet and still, amen, that is a word from God. And you can see the example. They see the example. And it was a right now, amen, situation. Amen. But in the long run, in the long run, in the New Testament, amen, prophesying, amen, was when people, men and women, and young people, amen, when God showed them what's going to happen in the future, amen, he warned them not to do thus and so. not to do thus and so. Amen. I'm trying to generalize because of the fact, amen, we don't want to call in the names, and we don't want to be, amen, kind of be put out there and wondering what's going on, and amen. But there are times, amen, that God may call you into some situation, and he said, I don't want you to say this. I don't want you to say this, but I do want you to say thus and so. Amen. I want you to be careful about where you go and what you do. Amen. But listen, I don't want you to be a part of this, because there's some things out there today, amen, you can see, but be careful, and be careful. Amen. All right. All right, we don't want to take up all the time. We do have Proverbs 27 and 7, Proverbs 27 and 17. They say, iron sharpens iron. That's why we're working on this situation here, because we never know what tomorrow is going to bring. You never know what next week is going to bring. Amen. You know, Proverbs 27, and we also have Proverbs, amen, 24 and 6. The multitude of counselors, there is safety. The multitude of counselors, there is safety. Amen. You never know what tomorrow is going to bring. Amen. So many things that are happening in the world, so many things that are happening all over. And you think, amen, the world will not be involved, amen, in kidnapping. You really don't believe that, amen, the God, the devil don't be involved, amen, in mass murder. You really don't think that God, the enemy don't be involved, amen, in a multitude, amen, of robbery. People's mind has been changed. People's heart has been changed. And we need to realize that, amen, today and time, in the days of Noah, so shall it be. We are in the days of Noah. We are in the days, amen, of Lot. Amen. You never thought in your life, amen, that men and women, amen, will be marrying women and marrying men. You never thought that would be happening. Amen. Because they're going against Mother Nature. They're going against Mother Nature. And this is because of the fact that the enemy is out and is out to plan and is out to go to the fact that they cannot have children. Women cannot have children, and men cannot have children. We need each other. We need each other for the multitude to be to grow, for the human race to grow. Amen. We need each other. Amen. So men and women cannot have children. Men and women cannot have, amen, children. Amen. It takes a man and a woman to have a children. Amen. It takes a man and a woman to have babies. Amen. So what you have here, amen, God has spoken about this. The Bible is full of prophecy. Amen. Prophesying what's going to happen. The Bible is full of prophesying what's going to happen in the future. Jesus told us what's going to be happening in the future. Amen. He's telling us now, amen, to be walls and rumors of walls. Amen. Rumors of walls. Amen. He's telling us now, amen, concerning the churches. Amen. We thought that, well, there's always going to be, amen, 10,000 members are going to church, 12,000. No, Jesus said that where there are two or three, amen, where there are two or three, amen, in the multitudes of counselors, Amen. But where there are two or three gathered in my name, have you ever thought about that? He said, where there are two or three gathered in my name, there I am in the midst. So there are some parts of the world, amen, where they're only capable, amen, of having two or three because of the environmental situation. Amen. Because of an environment situation. Amen. Where men and women, amen, they're coming together. Amen. Not only for wars, but also for Christianity. They're coming together. They're hiding. Like for the days of Noah and Lot. Amen. The days of Noah and Lot. So shall it be. So shall it be. Like the days of Noah and Lot. So shall it be. Because of walls and numerous of walls. Amen. And because of the fact, amen, we have situations in life that we never expected to happen. Amen. So prophesying, amen, and prophecy, amen. When you get together, the Bible is full of prophecy, amen. But it also, amen, like what Joel said, and also Peter was saying, amen, they're prophesying. There's some things that have not come to pass. Have not come to pass. There's some things that we haven't seen yet. Amen. But it's coming. It is coming. Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. I'm coming again and receive you unto myself. So let us be on guard, church. Let us be on guard. Let us be on guard. Amen. So the things he didn't come to bring fear. No, God is not the author of fear. Paul told Timothy, God is not the author of fear, but powers, love, and a sound mind. God is not the author of fear. Amen. But he wants us to be on our guard. He wants us to be on our guard. He wants us to be, amen, in a situation where, amen, he can see. We can see for ourselves, amen, that this thing going to happen. Sickness and disease, we feel that, okay, it's in this part of the world. No, it's all over the world. All over the world. All over the world. Amen. All over the world, saints. All over the world. Amen. And you have to be careful about it and how it spreads. And how it spreads. That is demonic. That is demonic. That is demonic. That is a spiritual demonic germ. Amen. As a spiritual, demonic germs. Amen. So we have to be careful when we spread these germs. Amen. And the Bible speaks about all the germs that are coming around. Amen. It's attacking the human race. It's attacking the human race. Amen. Notice now. Notice now. Unless I can be corrected. Amen. I stand to be corrected. I don't hear anything about animals falling. Amen. I don't hear anything about, amen, trees falling. Amen. I don't hear anything, amen, concerning fish falling. I don't hear anything dealing with that. Amen. But we know for ourselves, amen, we know for ourselves, amen, this thing is not of God. This thing is not of God. And everything that be attacked, amen, by these different germs and by these different plagues, amen. They had plagues in the Bible. Yes, they did. They had plagues in the Bible. Amen. God told Noah, God told Moses, amen, having to go inside, amen, and having and cover up, put the blood of the doorposts on them. These plagues in the Bible, amen, they will attack human race, amen, they will destroy human race. Yes, we have immune system. Yes, we do. We have immune system, amen. We got a God made perfect, amen, but God also have, Jesus came healing, and we have to look into that now, Jesus came healing. He came to undo whatever the enemy, amen, desired to do. That's in 1 John. the third chapter, with Jesus, Acts 10:38, Jesus of Nazareth had a healing ministry. They still have a healing ministry. They handed it down, and he told them, these are the signs of those that believe. They lay hands on the sick. Amen. So Jesus of Nazareth, amen, Jesus knew, amen, the enemy had a destructive ministry. Amen. The devil had a destructive ministry against the human race. And Jesus came in, amen, when he began to pray. And he had anoint people with oil Jesus tell them sometimes just lay hands on the sick. Amen. Because of the fact he knew that these devils was running wild. Amen. Attacking people and possessing people. Amen. He knew, amen, what the enemy can do. Without the blood of Jesus, without God himself in the people's lives, he can destroy their lives. Amen. He can destroy their mind. Amen. The enemy can destroy your mind. Amen. If you don't keep your mind on him, Paul said he found out, amen, the 7th chapter of Romans, that, amen, he found out there's a warfare going on inside of his mind. Amen. So you have to be careful about what you think. Amen. Because the enemy wants your mind. He wants your mind. But God has the power. God has the power. Amen. God has the power. He keep your mind. Keep your mind on him. That's going to be the warfare. That is the warfare now in these last days. Amen. That is warfare. God is helping the people's minds. And once you keep your mind on him, keep your mind on the Bible, keep your mind on scriptures and prayer, amen, regardless of what come and go, at the end of the day, you'll find that, amen, you'll be well at peace, amen, you'll be well at love and kindness, amen. God has brought you through it, amen. Amen. We thank God today. We thank God tonight. Wherever you might find this broadcast, amen, wherever you might find yourself, amen. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com, JCI Ministries, or you can go to www.jciministries.org. Amen. And we thank God for you. We thank God for you. We thank God for all of you that's listening in, wherever you might be. Amen. We get ready to go into prayer. Those of you that, amen, have friends and relatives you never thought, amen, would be involved in these situations. You never thought that, amen, they had the faith. And sometimes you feel that, well, things would not attack their body. Amen. But they did. Amen. The germs did attack. Amen. And God has shown man how to, amen, without the shots and without the mask, amen, and how to eliminate all these different things against the body, amen, along with the word of God, along with the word. You cannot have, amen, a child of God, amen, protect your mind and protect your family and your home without the word of God. You got to have the word of God. Amen. You can put your one on your phone. We're getting ready to clear the way. Amen. To have prayer for those that we know is not with us. And, you know, maybe you have been hurt. Maybe you have gone through some things and some situations, amen, that you never expected to go through. Amen. You never expected to go through. Amen. We are always happy to know, amen, God is a healer. Always happy to know God is a healer. Amen. God is a healer. Amen. He heals every day. He heals every day. Amen. Let's listen to some of the things that he have done over the years and still doing. Amen. He healed the nobleman from Capernaum. And he healed the leper. He healed paralytic. He healed the impotent man, the man with the withered hand, the centurion's son, the legions of devils, the woman with the issue of blood, the two blind men, the daughter of the Canaanite woman, the deaf and dumb man at Capernaum, blind man at Bethel, lunatic son, the man blind from birth, the woman bound down with the spirit of infirmity, 10 lepers at Samaria and Galilee, blind men at Jericho, servants of the high priest, widow's son at Naaman, the daughter of Jairus and Lazarus. Amen. He raised them up from the dead, the widow's son at Naaman. Amen. And the daughter of Jairus' son and Lazarus. Lazarus was a real bone. Amen. Walking around. And God didn't ask him what denomination they was in. He didn't ask him what where they were from and what all of that. Jesus knew he was undoing the devil's work. He was undoing the devil's work. There were some circumstances. Amen. The first miraculous draw of fish. Amen. Stilling the tempest of the sea. Walking on the sea. Amen. Finding the tribute money. Cursing the fig tree. And the second miraculous fish. Draw a fish. The marriage and feeding the marriage. Amen. And he was working with the marriage, drawing marriage, the wine, 5,000 fish, and feeding 4,000 and feeding 5,000. Amen. He's a miracle worker, church. He's a miracle worker. Now, Father, we thank you right now, oh God, for what you're doing. We thank you, Lord, for the things that you're going to do. Lord, we ask you to look upon these broadcasts and look upon those that are here, oh God, how they go through the land and look on their souls, Lord, for supporting this broadcast. And God, we ask you to bless those that desire to have and can't have. And Lord, send help to them in the name of Jesus. Lord, look on the widow, amen, the widow, amen, and send the prophet, the prophesy, amen. Send some help, Lord, to the people, amen, that's listening to the broadcast. Lord, we ask you to send help, amen. Send deliverance to those that we know, amen, that need help, and those that we don't know in foreign land. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we ask you to soothe the healing virtue. Soothe the healing. Amen. Send your healing virtue to the woman, amen, with the bowed down back. Oh God, the lady with the pain. Oh God, the lady with the pain. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, loose the pain people. Oh, God, in Haiti, amen, loose the people that is going through these wilderness, amen, without help, amen. Have mercy on them. You're a merciful God, amen. You're a merciful God, and we believe that you're a merciful God, and we know that you're a merciful God. And Lord, we have faith in you. In Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen, amen. God bless you. Amen. We always welcome you and call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. You listen to Doctor of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always here to be with you from time to time. Amen. Regardless of whatever it might be. Amen. Give a shout out. Amen. Go through Romans road for the gospel. Amen. Romans 1 and 16. Romans 1 and 3. Amen. 1 and 10. Amen. Romans 3 and 23. Romans 5 and 8. Romans 5 and 18. And Romans 5 and 12. And Romans 6 and 23. Amen. And of course, Romans 10, 9 and 10. And Romans 3 and 17. Faith. Where's faith without works? Faith without works. Amen. You have listened to this broadcast and you have heard, and if you have to stay through the broadcast, amen, and you find out, amen, God loves you and he cares for you, amen. He looks upon you and he desires to be with you, and he loves you regardless of what it might be. God loves you. Amen. So call a friend and tell a friend that, amen, go to the Doctrine of Truth. Amen. You can listen to this broadcast. Amen. Go to the Blog Talk site. Amen. blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministry. blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. As well as the website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. Amen. And continue to pray for one another. Just don't give up on each and every one. Just don't give up. Amen. God love you and God care for you. Amen. We just have to care for each other. We just have to care for each other. No other way we can do it. Amen. Because of the fact that God love you, and that's the way he before the world was began. Amen. He loved you and he cared for you. Amen. God bless you until next time. Amen. Until next time, we love you. Amen. And give a friend and tell a friend that, amen, blogtalkradio.com is on the air. Until next time, God bless you. Real good. Thank you.